like that song better than the other ones on the album.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Happy birthday to Saul Hudson, a.k.a. Slash. He's 53 today. And the song You Could Be Mine. It never sounded like it fit on Use Your Illusion 2. It was different. It sounded like Appetite. And there's a good reason for that, because that's when they wrote it. They just never got around to recording it until Use Your Illusion 2 in 1991. Here's Slash.
You Could Be Mine came up when we were doing pre-production for Appetite for Destruction. Most of the song was together, but just not enough to go in and record it. There was two songs off Use Your Illusions, Perfect Crime and You Could Be Mine, that were both done during pre-production for Appetite.
I knew it. All right. I don't know. We heard from Dennis DeYoung, ex of Styx. He's touring, and Styx is touring without him. We heard that Styx added Mr. Roboto to their set, and Dennis DeYoung said, well, see, the promoters made them play that song because it's so popular. Now, the history of the band is when they did Mr. Roboto and that album, the members of Styx didn't like it so much. Dennis DeYoung loved it, thought it was a great concept album, and that actually caused the split in the band. So now there's Styx and there's Dennis DeYoung. However, the band refutes that fact that Dennis DeYoung said that the promoters wanted that song in. They spoke through the band's manager. We have not had any promoters suggest that Styx play Mr. Roboto at all. Promoters had nothing to do with the band adding the song to the set. The band did know that some fans did want to hear Roboto, and over the years they've added many songs to the Styx set that had not been played. I don't know. Who's lying? Do we care? Why can't they just get along?
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's Classic Rock.